We've been running this banter since way back in school, where the dorm room debates turn the cool into rules. Talking loud about the world like we're changing the game, but it's just us two, yeah, two sides of the same.
Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the world to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. When the convo's done and the bottle runs dry, we'll toast to the clash, to the lows and the highs. Two voices, one friendship, no need to compare. So come as you are and pull up a chair.
Random thought. Mm-hmm. If someone accuses their boss of something serious, mm-hmm, and then pulls the lawsuit back, to the point of a lawsuit, but pulls that lawsuit back, are you believing them more, less, or not at all?
Hmm. I think it just depends on what it was.
Hmm. Touche. Good point. Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Jess Terrell. You ever been out swearing over her two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast. Random Thoughts, episode 30. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
Before we get into this random thought, quick question. What's been going on with you, man? I saw you with your cowboy boots on and at a baseball game. I was so totally confused. Yeah. What was it? Was it boot night at the Rangers? What happened?
No, I just look good in boots. That's just what it boils down to. I look good in boots. So I'm going to wear them. I went to the Texas Rangers Yankees game, mm-hmm, Wednesday. So fortunate to have a boss that gave me some tickets. And it was a 1:30 game, but I'd never been out to Globe Life Field. Cool area, cool venue. I had a wonderful time. Just a really overall good time. Great food that was out there. It's a lot. I'm going to look forward to going to more Rangers games now that I live here in Dallas. But living in a city that has an NFL team, a Major League Baseball team, and an NBA team, and a soccer team, and a farm league team that feeds into the Rangers. There's so much sports stuff here, yep, compared to Austin. So I'm loving it so far.
That's one of the things I always made sure I did in every city, whether it was Detroit, Cleveland, Atlanta, Houston. I've been to every one of the major sporting events in each of those cities, right?
Okay.
And it's interesting how each one is. So, even went to an Atlanta Dream game when I was in Atlanta. And, there weren't many of us there, but 2 Chainz was there. And you got to pick your seat. We were close. my little one lost her first tooth.
This week?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, and I don't know why it feels scary, just because I guess now you got to go through the stage of the teeth coming out. And I think, mm-hmm, the scary part is the fact that I think we set improper expectations from this first tooth.
Why?
Because didn't have any dollar bills. So, mm-hmm, the tooth fairy had to leave a $5 bill.
Mm.
It was a lot of damn teeth.
Okay. But let me ask this. Help me understand this logic that parents have. Mm-hmm. Your kid loses a tooth and you tell them, this is so exciting. We're going to put this tooth under your bed. And this mysterious person's going to, okay, under your pillow, this mysterious person or
you have to ruin it.
Apparition is going to sneak in your room, sneak in your room while you're sleeping, slowly lift the pillow with your head on it, take out the tooth and replace it with something awesome. Because you've been such a good kid. Like, that is just the biggest lie. Why are we doing this?
Okay, it's not the biggest lie. There's still Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny.
Okay.
What does the Easter Bunny have to do with resurrection?
Yeah. Here's the deal. All these things should terrify a child. Santa Claus sneaks down your chimney while you sleep. The Easter Bunny brings you an Easter basket while you're asleep. All these things come in your house while you're sleeping. Wouldn't that give a child nightmares? Oh, what's that on your pillow? $5 from the tooth fairy? I'd be like, wait a minute, mom, dad, so y'all just let a stranger come in my room, lift up the pillow I'm sleeping on, and just throw some stuff and take the tooth?
And folks, this is why he doesn't have kids. It's not because he doesn't have a woman that can meet all those needs, that long list. It's this right here. He would terrify any child.
I know. I would tell little Terrell Jr., little TJ, he would know. Mm. There's no tooth fairy. There's no Santa Claus.
Your daddy's going to give you a dollar.
Yeah, yeah. When you go to sleep, I'm going to sneak in here and put a little something under your pillow. I'm going to take that tooth, throw it away.
You don't throw it away. You save it.
Why?
For like in old school, you save it in a matchbox. Remember that?
For what? You got to make a necklace? You got to do some voodoo stuff with it? Do you keep the teeth to appease the tooth fairy gods in case they get angry?
Whatever you do, don't let your mad ex get a hold of your baby teeth.
Can you reuse it and just put a tooth under someone else's bed, see what happens?
Maybe you keep the baby teeth and use those instead of these oversized veneers that people keep putting in their goddamn mouths. Out here looking like Mr. Ed. That's all I'm saying. But thank you for rooting a great moment in one of those monumental moments. Jesus Christ.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Stop telling your kids strangers are going to be sneaking in their room at night.
Hey, check your phone. My wife's going to text you. Hey, don't you ever.
Yeah. That's right. Your daughter's not listening to this podcast. We're good.
You're absolutely right. She is not. Here's the thing. The random thought we started off with was, if someone accuses their boss of something serious and then pulls it back, are you believing them more, less, or not at all? And we're asking this because of a story that you brought to my attention from J.P. Morgan. What happened here?
Yeah, so a former J.P. Morgan banker filed a lawsuit against one of the executives, accusing her. Yep. I one of the executives.
You said that wrong.
No, no. Ladies can be executives now, Yanni.
No. Says the male chauvinist to the girl dad. Okay, go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead.
I'm very pro women and pro women in the workplace and leadership. So it's exciting to see a leader, female leader at J.P. Morgan Chase. But he is accusing her of drugging him, coercing him into non-consensual sexual acts, as well as threatening his career and bonus if he refused to give it up.
If he didn't give her a bonus. You know,
when we look at it,
first of all, you don't hear stuff like this a lot, especially in this. Usually it's the man. So, you know, yes, women can be executives and they can also make the same bad decisions that men make.
Yeah. If you're in power, I get it.
Okay, so is this about power? Because the lawsuit was claiming what? Racial harassment, alleged slurs, kind of like, who was that? Carmen and Dennis Rodman? Carmen Electra and Dennis Rodman? He said she would call it, but he was fine with that. Workplace intimidation and retaliation. Well, I guess so, threatening his career and bonus, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So this lawsuit that was filed anonymously at first, was then followed up by an internal investigation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, emails reviewed, phone records, interviews. How did they find no evidence of the claim?
Well, I don't know. But let's just say that she's smart, because I think women are often smarter than men in situations like this. She knows I am not going to leave a paper trail, so I'm not going to email him through my work email telling him to come to my office and drop that thing. I'm not going to put that in email. I'm not going to put that in Teams or in Slack. Mm-hmm. So if it's just his word against hers, so be it, you know, but they've done an investigation internally. They haven't found anything, which I would expect the same, especially if it was a male executive. And of course, they're not going to find anything yet. Now the question is, do they bring the lawsuit back after they get a little bit more evidence? Something more concrete.
So they can bring this back.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, okay. A couple of things to look at with this, right? Because it's the reverse power dynamics. is it that the courts and the company didn't take it seriously because it was a man accusing a woman? Always, I thought this was 2026.
I can't say they didn't take it serious because it seems like they responded the way any corporation would. Mm-hmm. She's not been fired. She's not been suspended. Nothing's happened. And she's a beautiful woman. And so she's getting a lot of attention from guys because they're just like, yeah, you tell me what to do. Sure. Some people have that kind of kink.
Yeah.
Where they love to have a powerful boss that tells them what to do in every way possible.
Okay, do you leave her as an executive? Because obviously there is bad judgment in this, right? Well, I guess they say no evidence.
They didn't find anything.
That's okay. No evidence. Here's the thing that got me caught me off guard, because the accuser himself didn't cooperate.
Right.
How do you file a suit and then not cooperate with the investigation?
I don't know. Maybe he has a bad lawyer, because if he had a good lawyer would have had everything. You know, you're going after a large corporation. You better have all your I's dotted and T's crossed before you file that first lawsuit.
Yeah.
Because now they're just going to pick it apart if they file a second one, unless there's this evidence that they'll wind up settling out of court and we won't hear anything about it.
So flawed investigation, weak case, or the fact that it went viral kind of killed this case?
Well, the fact that it went viral, because to your point, it was the reverse dynamic. This is a powerful executive woman. That's gorgeous. Supposedly, allegedly, you know, going after
tossing that word around like that.
Well, she's an attractive woman.
Yeah, yes, there's a difference between attractive and gorgeous.
Okay. She's a beautiful woman, some might say. This is a beautiful woman. But I like the power dynamic. Like, oh, you're an executive? Yes. I'm interested.
So here's the thing, because it does beg the question, is there validity there? Did it happen? Did it not? You just left to just think about it on your own, right? Because if they said there's no evidence, you're going to have those that say, okay, the corporation covered that up because it's going to hurt them. Right. If this happened, right? And they can't publicly or even privately downgrade her position, because then people would say, wait, well, why? Right?
Right.
She can't be demoted for that. So here's the thing, though. If it is false, did this, though, still ruin her reputation somewhat within the industry, within her peers? To you, not in her personal life, because probably getting them DMs set up a lot more. Mm-hmm. But even if the allegations are false, did this hurt her?
I don't think it does. Because I think it's very different. Mm-hmm. I think had it been a man, you know, cancel culture would have happened really quick. Mm-hmm. Right. I think because it's a woman, it's not that we're not believing the victim or alleged victim. We're just trying to wait and see all the facts.
Right.
Because you don't want to just, I think we've, history has proven it's wrong to all of a sudden cancel people without having all the facts first. Mm-hmm. So I don't think this hurts her reputation at all.
Yeah.
I think it'll make her be very cautious of her interactions with people at work. If nothing happened, because again, I always say to myself, if nothing happened at all, why are we here?
Okay. So what if it is true? Can he even bring this case back, or is credibility already damaged because not cooperating, lawsuit withdrawn? Does this just ruin all credibility that actually, even if it is true, that something actually did happen?
I don't know, because I'm not a lawyer, but I would think it depends on what other evidence that he's able to provide.
Mm.
If he has voicemails that he saved to his personal phone that maybe is not on, you know, JP Morgan Chase's VPN or something, maybe. If there's video of him at a hotel with her, something like that, he's going to have some really good evidence.
But are we going to believe it? AI. In this day and age of AI, are you going to believe any video, any audio you hear? I can get audio to sound like you.
Okay, but if that's the case, then Mike Vrabel and that one reporter.
Diana Rossini?
Yeah, Diana Rossini. That's not us. That's That's AI. It's fake.
Okay. I'm glad you brought that case up because here's the thing. She tried to downplay it and everything else, resigned from her job, and then he comes out and said, I had to have tough conversations with the people I love. And anybody knows when you have to have tough conversations, it's not because, hey, look, so a coworker and I were out and somebody took pictures thinking something happened.
Yeah.
That's not a tough conversation. That's a frank conversation.
Yeah, it's a very frank conversation, but it all depends on, like, for example, Mike Vrabel didn't do anything that I think warrants him being fired.
Right.
You cheated on your wife. That's y'all's problem. That's y'all's business. It wasn't an employee or anything like that. Mm-hmm. Now, the question is, it's two things. They've been married 27 years. She's not going anywhere. You know what I mean? He follow the bag. She's not going to go. His wife not going to leave him.
Yeah.
You know, 27 years in, what do you got to do? Divorce and then get on Hinge and try to start dating? No.
Yeah. Apparently he's already doing that.
Well, no, he's been
allegedly.
Well, he don't have to get on Hinge. It's just all right in front of him. It's just right there.
he was giving insider information.
Yeah.
Allegedly. 100%.
Yeah. He's not going anywhere. Now, the thing is, if it comes out that the kid that Diana has that's named Michael, if that kid was named after Mike Vrabel and that's his kid, oh, that'll still wouldn't work, you know, won't get fired, but that's going to be some drama he's going to have to deal with.
So is that a real thing or is that something that people made up to kind of say that?
It's a real thing that she has a kid named Michael. It's a real thing that that kid was born sometime within the time frame of them having this 6+ year affair. So those two things are real. Now, is that really Michael's baby? I don't know.
But all depends. How long? Because that baby was what, 2021? So how long were her? Did this happen? Yeah, if so, that's some really tough conversation. Yeah, those would be tough conversations with the ones you love. They really would.
There's video footage of them being out 6 years ago. Pictures of them together 6 years ago.
Hence the 20. Okay. Never mind. I take that back.
Yeah. 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 So that's the thing he's going to have to deal with.
Okay. Here's the thing. And I guess this comes into this part too, because to your point, he was employed by the Patriots. She was employed not by the Patriots, right? So are they protecting him in this case or protecting the brand? Or is it in this case with JP Morgan that they're protecting the brand against or protecting the employees?
No, because they didn't do anything wrong. Mm. Like Michael didn't do anything wrong. He did not mess with another employee that worked within the Patriots organization. It wasn't like his, you know, admin and he gave her, you know, $25,000 raise or something. He didn't do any of that. So I don't see them protecting the plant. And plus it's Robert Kraft. He's a man of high morals.
That's where I was getting around to.
Like Robert Kraft is like, hey, I don't condone. Yeah.
If you're going to do it, you go to a massage parlor, sir.
Yeah, like an adult.
So, and I like the fact that you pointed out that she wasn't employed there. There wasn't a power dynamic as opposed to this initial case we talked about. And like everybody on, not everybody, but a lot of people on social media have been trying to say, which is, well, see, Sharon Moore and Ime Udoku, why they got fired. Is it because they're black? No, they were employees.
Yeah, it was employees. That's why. People got to try to play that race card on that one. I'm just like, no, they were messing around with employees. Now, out of all the other people you could sleep with and hook up with, don't mess with employees.
I'm willing to throw out that Uno black card with you anytime, but not on this one.
Yeah.
Because I like to see Terrell get riled up when I throw it out there. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm like, this is not a black card issue. This is just somebody did something stupid.
Hey, shout out to everybody rocking with us, whether you're watching this first as part of the regulars or watch the second as one of the randoms. Do us a favor, hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications.
Jones. And if you really want to support the channel, join the regulars by becoming a member. Use the shortcut and scan the QR code on the screen. It's less than $3 a month. You'll get custom emojis, early access to random thoughts, and our RJRT Pod reaction videos, and more, including members-only live streams for story time with Terrell.
Coming soon. Matter of fact, there's going to be an interactive story time too. You know, about was it Petty?
Yeah.
Show us your Petty. And to all the podcast family listening, your favorite app, thank you too. Leave us a 5-star rating and a review. It really does help. And for those of you who've been asking about merch, look, there's a QR code over Terrell's left shoulder. Go ahead, scan that and check out the shop. It's now open. Shout out to Karen. Got her merch. Appreciate you. Love all the support. Thank you for your support in advance. All right, so this video went viral, and it has to do with punishment. Mm-hmm. And we always say, kids today don't know about the punishment of yesterday. And this mama said, nah, I'm gonna teach him about this one. Tell me if you agree with this lady.
Now pick it up and do it again. I want you to raise it up on your tiptoes and slam that bitch as hard as you can like you did my motherfucking cat. Pick it up and do that shit again. Since you got anger issues, we gonna fix them today. Pick it up and do that shit again. Pick it up and do that shit again. Pick that shit up and do it again. Pick that shit up and do it again. Pick that shit up and do it again. This is your punishment. Now pick all that shit up and throw it in a trash.
Oh, first of all, Sony, I will say that PS5 held up strong. So apparently this kid picked up the cat and slammed the cat on the ground, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Cats have 9 lives, still no excuse. Cats always land on their feet and then they roll over. Still no excuse. Mm-hmm. But that's a living thing. And you know, there are a lot of pet lovers out here who will be like, nope, greatest crime ever is messing with a helpless animal. Mm-hmm. Did the punishment here from this mom fit the crime?
No.
Why?
No, I don't like it at all. So, 2 things. One, if you got to punish your kid, which he earned it, you don't need to film that and put that on social media.
Right.
You need to put that out there. That's just ridiculous. Don't do that. Number 2, give the PlayStation to somebody else that could use it.
Yep.
Sell it. But don't pay all that money and then just make him break it.
That's okay. Because PS5s are $500. Obviously, his daddy bought it and his daddy ain't in the house because he wouldn't allow that to happen. Because ain't no man that paid for that going to be like, yeah, break it. No, give it to me. I'll play it in front of you. That's what it's going to be.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I it's just a waste. Give it to another kid. Give it to like a children's shelter. They can play with it. But number 1, don't video yourself disciplining your children. Now, I appreciate the fact that she didn't hit him. You know, she could have did old school black mom and just beat him, which I'm not a fan of that. But don't record that and then put that out there.
Okay. So the recording is the big issue for you.
Recording it's the big issue for me. Number 2 is why break it? Why not just give it away?
So recording and the breaking of the PlayStation. Right.
Right.
So the language doesn't bother you at all. The whole...
Her cussing at the kid?
Cursing the kid out like that and talking to the kid like...
What? She's been doing that and I got cussed out as a kid, so that's not as big. Again, she didn't hit him, so I didn't mind getting cussed at as long as he didn't get hit. Cuss at me. Call me an MF. Just don't hit me.
I will say, the minute I saw this... I was not surprised by any of the cursing out that was happening.
Because they don't have a nice traditional smoker or whatever.
I'm just saying, look at that.
That little charcoal grill. They could live in an apartment. That could be an apartment complex.
An apartment. No, that's not an apartment complex. And 2, you're not supposed to have a grill in an apartment complex anyway.
You can have it. You just can't grill. There, you can store it on your back patio. And then when you want to grill, you bring it out to the parking lot.
There are like, tongs on that thing. It's been used. I'm just saying, when I saw that, I was like, okay, makes sense. Never mind. All right, go ahead. Keep cussing him. Hey, you're right. That's not the first time he's heard it, and it ain't going to be the last.
No. No, it's not going to be the last, but what are you recording for? She should have just had him do a bunch of Drew Hills. That would have been
Tell
better.
Me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, get on your tiptoes. Yeah. Tell me what you want.
The thing that our parents never realize about the spankings, right, is that's not the worst punishment because it goes away. Now, if you do it for the friends, then yeah, okay, there's some embarrassment that's there too, but the spanking goes away, right? Like, my daughter was in trouble the other day, and she'd been, hey, the next time this happens, you're going to get a spanking, right? And then she's in trouble, and I'm looking her in the face. Why would you do this again? Do you know what would happen? Yes, I'd get a spanking. And she just looked at me as if like, yeah, I'll get a spanking.
Yeah.
And I said, obviously this is not gonna be, this is gonna hurt me more than it hurts her, right? So I decide, okay, I'm not gonna do that. I said, okay, so I have this conversation eye to eye, we're having this thing going, and then like, let's go do this. We come back, all right, time to eat dinner. She grabs the remote for the TV, like, where you going with that? You turn on the TV? No, no TV. Oh yeah, the tears were gone, right? Didn't even want to eat after that. Then it's time to go to bed. All right, do I get to turn the TV on in the room? No. That hurt worse than the spanking would have.
I'd rather take the spanking. Can you just hit me?
That's my point.
Yeah, just hit me. What I got to do to make you just hit me? Should I curse? If I say a curse word, will that do it?
You know, what's funny is my wife, she is so bad, man. She's like, I get out the car. She turns to me, she goes, I knew you weren't going to do it.
I knew you weren't going to do it. I'm just like, no, this is not about to be a thank my daughter story. No, you didn't.
Okay. But here's the thing. Now, I took her to see the Michael movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, Joe was a strict parent. He believed in the belt.
That was your toe. Was like, look, you cut up again. You see, I'm going to turn into Joe Jackson. I'm going to do that.
I didn't have to say a word. Joe did it all for me. Because look, the first beating that Michael got, Joe, when Joe spanked him the first time, you know what she did? Sitting in the seat next to me, next to my wife, and in her just sweet innocence, she starts crying. She starts crying so much. I have her sit in my lap for the rest of the damn movie.
She has sympathy pains watching Michael Jackson get beat down.
I was like, hey, so now do you still want a spanking? No.
You should get a belt with an Afro wig and be like, look, if you do that again, Joe Jackson's going to come in here. And she does it again, put the wig on, get the belt, come in. Michael!
Oh my God. You know, I don't know if I'm just getting soft in my old age, but yeah, that was it hurt my feelings when my wife was like, I knew you wouldn't do it. I'm like, you don't know me. Oh. You don't know me, woman.
like Kobe told Dwight Howard, soft. Soft.
Oh my God. Hey, appreciate you guys hanging out with us, man. Do us a favor, please hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications. Hey, I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at the RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts from the bullshit you find on the internet. We might talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.
We've been running this banter since way back in school, where the dorm room debates turn the cool in the rules. Talking loud about the world like we're changing the game, but it's just us two, yeah. Two sides of the same. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the world to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. Sports got us heated, yeah, the refs missed the calls. Politics, man, we'll argue till the walls fall. Pop culture don't get us started on trends, but the laughter, my dude, that's where it all ends. You say tomato, I say nah, bro, it's time, motto. You think we clashing? Nah, it's the dance of bravado. No one
winners, no losers, just stories to share. So pass me that bottle and pull up a chair.
Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the world to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the world to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. When the convo's done and the bottle runs dry, we'll toast to the clash, to the lows and the highs. Two voices, one friendship, no need to compare. So come as you are and pull up a chair.